and Harper Audio present Zora Books Her Happy Ever After by Taj McCoy. Performed by Adenrale Ojo. Frelaine, my favorite bibliophile and writing compass. For chosen family and dream chasers of all ages. 1. Well, is he attractive? You know I don't want no ugly great-grandbabies. Granny! Zora laughed, pulling books from the stocking cart to arrange on the shelving display for the storefront window. The sun poked through the cloudy morning, threatening to scorch another early September day. Opus Northeast had been open for less than 15 minutes, and its owner was already rolling her eyes. Silly her for making the mistake of mentioning the man who hit on her as she walked from her parked car into the store. There's no such thing as an ugly baby. Granny Marion shook a ruby-red fingernail at her granddaughter. Now, I know I taught you better than that. Ain't no reason to lie, baby. You know good and well that the little girl 2 doors down from you has one. Bless his heart. Zora stifled a snort as she stacked middle-grade fantasy books next to some young adult ones. Stories of witches, magic, and other worlds rich in cultural traditions and majesty. Running her fingers over the foiled titles of their hardcover jackets, she pictured her younger self staring into the window in awe, ready to devour each word in the safety of her cozy bedroom fort. Her parents would shake their heads in amusement before turning her loose in the children's section. She'd beg to take home every new story that she hadn't previously spent hours poring over, eventually convincing her parents to allow her a new armful. That baby is cute. He just has a big head.
I think the word you're looking for is oblong. And why are his eyes so big?
Granny Marion widened her eyes until they bulged behind her wire-rimmed glasses, her taut brown skin hugging high cheekbones and a proud forehead. Her long salt-and-pepper hair twisted neatly into a bun at the nape of her neck, a nostalgic reminder of her past as a professional dancer-turned-dance teacher. Every move of her petite frame flowed with grace and intention, even when she ridiculed their neighbor's newest family addition. Granny, Zora squeezed out from the window front, smoothing her hands over her shapely figure clad in her usual skinny jeans, camisole, and cardigan. Today's was hip-length and plum-colored. She loved a layered look, and her sweater matched her matte lipstick perfectly. I'm sure he'll grow into his features as he gets older. She leaned down to kiss her grandmother on the cheek. Remember, I had to grow into my smile. I had that awful headgear the orthodontist made me wear. For her entire 5th grade year, Zora had been plagued with jeers and jokes about the metal contraption affixed to her upper jaw to help with her overbite. Her only reprieve was when she ate, but even then, her classmates would tease Zora about her protruding front teeth. She'd sit with her closest friends on benches outside to avoid the meanest kids posted up at tables in the cafeteria. Granny Marion kissed her granddaughter back, eyes sparkling.
I remember. That gear gave you character, but there ain't no headgear to fix a misshapen head baby.
Jesus, Zora shook her head, unable to hide her smile. She grabbed Granny's hand, entwining their arms, and led her farther into the store. So, what are your plans for today? They walked past rows of bookshelves, display tables full of must-read paperbacks, and the checkout counter to a large corner filled with comfortable furniture for patrons to enjoy their purchases. 4 top tables lit with antique desk lamps.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?